And a good Tuesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We are joined here today by Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson, who join us every couple weeks to preview what's coming up in the City Commission meeting. Good to have you guys back again.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Of course, City Commission meets tonight, 7 p.m. here with a legislative session coming up this evening. And that's going to all begin with a public hearing to start things off.
It is. This is a pretty standard public hearing. We've got some work that's being done at the College Hill Early Learning Center. That's out on Kimball Avenue there in the school one of the school district bond projects to expand that facility. It's a fairly large lot there, and it's bisected by a utility easement that doesn't have any utilities in it. And so this is a formal process that we utilize to vacate that at their request, and we touch base with all of the utility companies that might want to potentially use that easement, and they all have agreed that it doesn't have a bearing to vacate that and would have no adverse impact on them. So this public hearing process would allow that to situation to be considered, and then we do that by ordinance, and this would be consideration of first reading of that ordinance, and we do recommend the vacation.
Yeah, whenever we kind of give away right away or city property, it takes a hearing, and so as Ron said, this one's pretty mundane, but nonetheless, this is one of those ordinances we have to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the project's been kind of moving along quickly, I've noticed. I pass by it all the time.
Yeah, they've been doing quite a bit of demo work there and getting ready to do some of the construction, and this would impact that just a little bit. So,
I think that's a original city square up there, right?
I'm not sure on that one, but I know the Eugene Field is, but yeah. I'm not sure about that one.
All right, so that'll be one of the first things that'll come up here, and then right after that you go right into the general agenda, and the smoking and e-cigarette ordinance comes up once again.
It does. This was second consideration and of the ordinance. The first reading was passed previously, and since that time there's been some additional discussion and a little bit of confusion. One of the big issues that we want to visit with the commissioners about and that we've received, I know they've received a lot of input on, is whether or not smoking should be allowed on any outdoor patio in conjunction with a licensed establishment, restaurant or bar. And so, this whole process is evolving from when we had a petition ordinance. We were one of the first in the state that we had a petition ordinance that was proposed by citizens, went to a vote of the people that banned smoking interior. And that petition ordinance has to stay in effect for 10 years and can't be changed until after that has expired. Well, after the city passed that ordinance, the state a couple years later came along and passed their own ordinance, which is a little bit different than the one that was passed and approved by the city. And then a couple years ago, we also passed a separate ordinance that dealt with e-cigarettes and vaping. And so that petition ordinance 10-year timeline expired the first of this year, and so since that time we've been working on trying to consolidate those ordinances. And in the original petition ordinance, there was the intent to not allow smoking out on outdoor patios. However, because of the way they crafted that particular language in the ordinance, it was contradictory to some of the enforcement efforts. And so basically since that time, smoking has been allowed on portions of outdoor patios. And basically that ordinance had a 20-foot rule from entrances that you couldn't smoke if you were in 20 feet of an entrance. But there were some provisions on the outdoor patio which created areas that has allowed smoking. So some of the proponents of continuing to allow outdoor smoking have indicated, that's a big change by going the ordinance that was passed at first reading eliminated that provision and adopted the original intent of the petition ordinance, which was to not allow outdoor smoking on patios. And so just wanted to clarify that issue for the commission. They've got some options. If they approve second reading as it is, that wouldn't be allowed on those outdoor patios. They could amend it to kind of go what the status quo has been with that 20-foot provision, or actually the state law has a 10-foot provision, which is less, which would make that more lenient, even in the outdoor, would make probably more of the outdoor patios more available for that aspect. So just trying to get some clarification. Then the other thing, there's one other element that's come to our attention since first reading, and so it really has to do with licensed establishments, especially if they're serving alcohol. And actually, one of the golf courses has cited and listed the entire course as being able to serve. You know, you have a beverage cart potentially on a golf course, and so they've cited their whole course, which would make it illegal for you to smoke anywhere on the course. So looking for some direction on that, that certainly wasn't the intent. It was targeting the patios for those type of facilities. So just wanting some input from the commission and some further discussion, and I think there'll be some folks there that want to provide input on both aspects of that. So before we finalize the ordinance.
Yeah, we've had quite a bit of discussion on this, and as Ron points out, the difficulty is we had the citizens' ordinance, then we had the Kansas statute, then we had our vaping ordinance. So trying to reconcile those three things back together and provide fairness and equity. So, for example, smoking, no smoking in tobacco stores, and our vaping ordinance allowed vaping in vaping stores. So we've got to fix that one too to make sure that nobody is has an advantage over another and everybody is treated the same. And then the patio thing is an interesting twist. And also we had discussed open space smoking, you know, in some of our larger parks, for example. And how do you, even though you put an ordinance, it may not be enforceable in the sense that nobody can see you. So a lot of things to be discussed, and some of these things, I think, as Ron points out, when you look at a 10-foot versus a 20-foot, and some of the people who work in these stores need a place to go smoke. I mean, realistically, we don't want them to, but, I mean, this is kind of where we are today. So kind of take this thing in steps. It may be better, but we'll see how the council feels tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's some people who'd say that maybe it's a little overreaching. Have there been other cities that this ordinance mirrors, like maybe Topeka, Lawrence, anything like that?
So most of the local ordinances, again, our situation really evolved from being the first petition ordinance in the state that that really had its own set of rules that were certainly ended up being more restrictive than what the state law that was passed. And so a lot of communities have just adopted the state law. I'm sure there are variations, but if they didn't have a local ordinance when the state law went into place, and I would say most of them probably didn't, they probably just allow the state law to govern.
Okay. So this, if this passes tonight, when does it go into effect?
So it would go into effect 2 weeks actually following publication.
Okay.
You know, when we first started considering this and on the vaping side, the argument was also including from health experts that this vaping was a way to get people away from smoking cigarettes. And as you know, over the past couple of years, the evidence has shifted. In other words, people are being attracted to vaping perhaps for the wrong reasons. And it's, although it may take some people away from smoking, it seems to have created another issue. So trying to cope with all these issues at the same time is pretty tough. And I think we're going to, we'd plan to have another ordinance to consider flavored vapes and things like that in the future so that as the science evolves, we can make sure that we're doing the right thing.
All right. Well, certainly an interesting ordinance here, of course. We'll see how the vote goes tonight at the City Commission meeting. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.